Well, I think let's get this right first. The rand is the South African currency, which is run by the South African government through their own reserve bank. So in running a currency, every country tries to manage its own economic growth. It also tries to manage its own resources of the nation in general. And so there are always risks in terms of using anyone else's currency, which you are not controlling. And you can either release it in order to attract more investment in your own country or to make yourself competitive, which is what exactly the Chinese have just done recently. And so for the South Africans, they're adjusting their currency as and when they see the need to develop their own economy or expand the cake, as it were, or attract new investment into their country. Now, for us who are using a basket of currencies from other countries, we have always been sitting with that risk. And now it's beginning to affect us. So the rand, the fall of the rand, as of now, it is affecting the Zimbabwean economy in the sense that we can't plan for it, but we only just become a recipient of that currency. And that's really the problem with the rand. So you would see that it's being rejected in the market. Why? Because it's losing value every minute. But of course, we don't have an alternative. We keep holding a U.S. dollar, but that also U.S. dollar, we do not have control of it as well.
Mr. Ashitambara, your reaction to that?
South Africa is Zimbabwe's biggest trading partner. So development in South Africa has a domino effect. They have a bearing on macroeconomic development in Zimbabwe. Of course, we may not want to go into the details on why the rand is depreciating against the U.S. dollar. It's to do with macroeconomic fundamentals. But it has actually had a deleterious impact on Zimbabwe's exports, on Zimbabwe's current account sustainability, on Zimbabwe's trade account sustainability. And I think it has actually meant that imports from South Africa are cheaper, whilst our exports to South Africa are more expensive. So I think we witnessed an erosion of current accounts sustainability, and obviously that also affects the external imbalances vis-a-vis the issue of the external debt, because once you continue to run a current account deficit, the implication is obviously that it has to be financed from somewhere, and we have no access to seniorage. So I think it's money that has to be borrowed from somewhere. So it's something that does not augur well for the macro economy in Zimbabwe going forward.
So, Mr. Jokonya, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
To me, it's just that we as Zimbabweans need to put our own plans into place. We need to plan 40, 50 years, 100 years ahead and begin to develop a sound economy which is compatible to Zimbabweans themselves and not rely so much with what others are doing outside our own control area.
How soon do you want to see the Zimbabwe dollar, Mr. Jokonya, before I go to Mr. Ashitambara?
Listen, I don't think the word is Zimbabwe dollar is the issue. But yes, how soon do we want to have our own currency? I think we must do it. The key thing that we should have done is we should have developed enough resources to safeguard our currency once we put it in the market. In other words, we must have put enough gold reserves, including platinum, whatever it is, or diamonds, so that we can back our currency. That I don't think we have.
Mr. Ashitambara, your take, is it time to bring back the Zimbabwe dollar? What is the way forward?
It's still premature to bring back the Zim dollar. I think the way forward here is to deal with the binding constraints. I think the major binding constraint that is prevailing in Zimbabwe right now is the high cost of doing business.